T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I need an opinion maker.
Okay.
Like Forbes magazine's a brilliant Phillies writer, Kevin Cooney, who is on live with us right now. Hi, Kev.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
All right, Kev, did you hear the reaction that Gabe Kapler had when they found out about Machado?
I did not.
All right, well, great.
Oh,
I got a treat
God.
For you.
Oh, my God.
He explained later exactly what the reaction was at spring training. Let's listen.
Word got out while we were, like, knee-deep in infield drills, and guys are dripping with sweat, throwing balls as hard as they could throw it. So they were kind of focused on the work that they were doing today. I'm kind of proud of that. I thought that was the right way to approach news breaking while we were on the field.
What'd you think, Kev?
Well, it's descriptive.
Be a great writer.
He's got a future in this.
All right.
Look, hey, you know, this is all great and everything for them, except if the other shoe drops, everybody involved with the organization in the front office and everything, I think, is going to feel a lot of heat after this.
Wow.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. I think the Philadelphia reputations of Matt Klentak, Andy McPhail, and perhaps most importantly, John Middleton are on the line. Right.
Oh, I love that comment. All right, let's go back just a little bit, though, Kev. Your read on this. Originally, Machado was the guy they preferred. But now, even before the decision, had they moved over to Harper?
Well, it sounds like there was, you know, if you want to take everybody's thoughts on this, at least from my opinion here, looking, you know, from the outside looking in, it looked like there was a split between the front office, the baseball people wanting, you know, everything seemed to indicate they wanted Machado. And again, Angela, we've been over this. I think Machado was the better overall player for what they needed. Okay. Especially when you add in the defense and everything, but it was pretty clear that somebody in that organization, probably Middleton, was in love with the idea of Bryce Harper. And, you know, what I think has happened here is they kind of talked themselves into the fact that they felt Bryce Harper would give them more of the bang for the buck. So, yep. Obviously, you know, this, look, I don't think the thing kind of alarmed me yesterday when I was reading over the Klentak quotes and everything is, I don't think this market has gone, it sounds strange to say when you have a guy signing for $300 million over 10 years. I don't think this market's gone completely out of whack here. It's not like somebody came in and paid $400 million and you understand them backing off. You know, it's just very strange now, and you know, part of it's probably negotiating ploy and all that, but they look really bad with all the comments that was made, especially the stupid money comment by Middleton, if they suddenly now eventually fold up and walk away from Harper. It would kill their winner.
Do you think Middleton regrets the stupid money comment?
I don't know if he regrets it, because I do think he's usually a very aggressive person. You know, you had him in that studio, you know, 2 years ago for an interview that I think, you know, was meant to show him as the aggressive type who would do anything to win a championship. It's pretty tough. If you're going to take that stance, it's pretty tough then to back away from Bryce Harper when you as an organization help build the momentum and build the fever that we're going to be in play and this is our game plan and we're going to go out and get and not be outspent for one of these two guys. If you suddenly then get tepid and go, you know what, we'll wait until next year for Arenado, or we, you know, we're banking on the Trout thing in 2 years. That's going to be a tough argument to make, and I think that again, that would be something really difficult for those three to be able to shake off of the mind, into the fans and the public.
All right. This is the most important question on this whole issue. All right, Kev. Will the Phillies be outbid for Bryce Harper?
I don't think they can. I don't think there's a market for Harper at this point that matches up to that, to the belief. I don't see anybody coming in and saving Scott Boras at this point, you know, and giving him a legitimate, you know, 10-year 350. If that offer was on the table, it would have been thrown down by now.
Yep.
The question is, can the Phillies close the deal? Will the Phillies not overplay their hand a little bit? And, you know, can they convince Bryce Harper this is the place he wants to be? Well, Angelo, it's tough, for fans around here to remember this. But Bryce Harper came up in 2012. He's never seen what kind of a great baseball city this can be.
Yep.
Every time he's come in, he's seen a team in decline, a crowd that has been, you know, stripped away from the glory years of 07 through 11, where it would be sold out every night. He doesn't know what kind of baseball town it's going to be. And do you blame him for maybe taking a pause after seeing what it had become during his time with the Nationals, when he would come in here 9 times a year?
Totally right, Kevin. Totally right. The minute he signs, that atmosphere is back, in my opinion, at least for a while, until we see just how good this team is with him and the other additions. But here, this to me is another big issue. And I'm just wondering how you feel about it. Do you think ultimately that this move will define the way we see this administration? In other words, you said earlier that they have a lot on the line, right? This is McPhail, who's made no real connection with the city. You even sent out, for whatever reason, you said, we haven't really, you know, we haven't really felt warmly toward either Klentak or McPhail. The reason is they don't know how to speak to their fans. They never have been able to do that. Kev, if they fail in this, they're in deep trouble in the eyes of the fans, aren't they?
I agree. I think that you have led people to a point down this road, and Al has mentioned it, that, you know, they've built to a point that if you get one of these guys, it's almost a relief as opposed to a celebration that you were able to go get them. You know, I think that if you don't close the deal on this, there are going to be people who will look at your team and go, why can't we get with all this money big name free agent to come here? And again, I think the more the damage that would be on Middleton, because it would make all the talk of that we've heard from him over the years. And look, some of it would be maybe unfair. If Harper doesn't want to come here, there's not much he can do. You know, if he's not going to come here at any cost, you know, there's not much he can do. But it would make Middleton and this group really tarnished going forward, I think, in the eyes of the fan base.
All right. Now, what I'm about to do, I would not do with any other guest on this show. Because Cooney has just described how much intelligence he has in baseball. I'm going to ask the two critical questions in sports right now in Philadelphia. And all I need is quick answers on these, Kev. Number one. Will Bryce Harper sign with the Philadelphia Phillies?
Yeah, he will. I think eventually he because they know how much they need him, and I think eventually Harper will realize that this is the spot that gives him the most money and probably the best way to compete.
All right. By the way, I love the answer. I hated the tone. All right. Second one, I'm switching you right over to football because this is the other thing we're waiting for. Will the Eagles apply the franchise tag to Nick Foles?
No, because I don't think they'll be able to take the cap hit that would be necessary to basically hold them and then try to play chicken to try to get a trade. I think that they'll just let him go as a free agent.
Both excellent answers. Both require some work on the tone. Kevin,
sorry.
Love your work. Forbes Magazine. Thank you, my brother.
Thanks,
Kevin Cootie with some great insights into what's going on, Al.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.